You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Everybody eats. It's a big thing that Joe emphasizes. And you see it a lot, especially in practice. Some guys go off in practice, then another guy will go off in a different practice, another guy will go off in a different practice, and you would have thought that it would have been someone else's day, but you really don't know. You really don't know how your route is going to affect the play. You don't really know if you're even going to get the ball. You might be the last read and still might get the ball. So if anything, with this offense, you just have to be ready at all times, especially with Josh, because he'll throw it to anybody, and he can get it there.
Toronto native Josh Palmer. He has, well, I don't mean this like his... some sort of, it's like a scheme or anything, but he has drunk the Kool-Aid on Everybody Eats. He knows what this is about. No reason to not have thought this way to my mind, but if you were wondering if the Bills were going to be different in that respect this year, there's no sign of it. Now you have their big free agent ad at wide receiver basically describing the philosophy to you, and we know it. We've already lived it.
The offense coordinator is wearing a hat that says Everybody Eats.
Oh, I need that hat, don't I?
No, you need Everybody Snacks. We need to get you a custom-made Everybody Snacks
everybody
hat.
Everybody dabbles in food. Here's an amuse-bouche. Can I just have a hat that says amuse-bouche?
You can have anything you want.
I do find it amusing.
The internet is out sometimes. There. You can get anything you want.
That's right.
Hat.
If I want a hat that says anything I want, I can get
it. Make it happen.
A T-shirt.
Yeah.
Today I have a T-shirt, by the way, and I wore it on Sunday, but I'd had a load of laundry because going on vacation here, mm-hmm. Lest anyone think. But it's going back a few years now. It's kind of faded, but from the National Baseball Hall of Fame, all the men and women who are in—are there women in the, there would be in the Baseball Hall of Fame, and all their names. One would be Ryan Sandberg.
How do you get them added on there?
You have to buy a new shirt.
Yeah, that's how that goes.
You have to make your own shirt.
See, that's how they get you.
Yeah, that's right. In a year, this will be obsolete. It won't be the complete list. Ryan Sandberg
is on that
would
shirt.
Would be on the shirt, right. And he died yesterday. That's another one. There have been a lot of these big celebrity sports and entertainment deaths lately. Sandberg is one. I read that at Cooperstown on the weekend, they were all talking about him being sick.
Yeah.
So I don't think anybody was shocked from that community about his death, by his death. But I didn't know any of that. And last night, like he looked young.
Yeah.
You know, after retirement, he didn't, that I know of, I didn't see him.
Right.
You know, out there very often. But that was one that like, oh, wow. And then I saw he was 65. And that's the illusion of life, I guess, when you get older is that they're really not that much older than you. But Sandberg being 65, I might have just sort of instinctively guessed like 48, something like that.
When do you stop hearing the ages of people who passed away that are very close to your current age and thinking like, oh, no, that's like, I don't know. That I'm only hearing 65 for anyone, Ryan Sandberg
at
or
six.
Anyone else. But
at six.
At 60 years old myself, that just hits a little close to home. Sure.
Yeah, Sandberg.
Yeah.
I mean, these are guys now that I watched their whole careers.
Right.
Remember them being rookies, yeah. Buying their rookie cards. And I brought one in.
Which you have with you today. Show it to Twitch. The Twitch.
There it is. The Twitch. I went sideways because of the back. The back is sideways.
Mm-hmm.
All the information. It's a great back, so to speak. Helena, Spartanburg, Reading, Pennsylvania, Oklahoma City. Played for the Phillies 13 games, went 1-for-6, traded to the Cubs. And he spent, I think, the rest of his career with the Cubs. Sandberg. Joshua Palmer in that clip. What's your latest on Palmer as like in terms of like production expectations? On Friday, we talked to fantasy analyst Mike Dempsey from Jacksonville, who told us that Palmer is his most owned player. So if you're drafting many drafts like Mike is, and like I am, admittedly, you know, you have exposure lists. Players ranked by how many times you've drafted them, how much of an investment you have. And he said Palmer was his number one player in the league.
In the league, not just on the Bills, in
correct.
The league.
Wow. Correct.
Yeah.
Number one owned player is Joshua Palmer. That's what I think I heard. And I was floored by that. And it made me feel bad about my very limited investment in Joshua Palmer in fantasy. He has more than 39 catches in 4 years in the NFL once. And I'm not trying to bias this. That number was 72.
Yeah, it's a good it's a big outlier season for the rest of his career. So, I mean, it's that, you know, you can tap into that. I mean, I suppose. I don't know. I'm victim, maybe a lot of people can be like this. You'd like to think that someone who's as grizzled as we are, or myself speaking for me, like, I'm not going to fall for it, but I'm feeling the Keon Coleman, you know, couple of good days of practice. If I were drafting like you're drafting, and Keon Coleman is available in the, what?
Eight, nine.
Whatever. I probably, as soon as I feel like it's not way too early, I think I would grab him. I just feel like there is still an opening there, and he's a guy that we just haven't really gotten a full serving of. Now, we don't know anything about what Josh Palmer is like on a team with this quarterback. I mean, we watched him for 4 years on the Chargers with Justin Herbert, but Justin Herbert is not Josh Allen, and that team and that offense is not what the Bills have been, although the Bills aren't even starting last year really what they were the previous 4 years with Allen sort of blasting off. They weren't as explosive last year. So I don't know if Palmer augments that and brings some of that back. But Coleman, I just feel like is such an incomplete grade from year one that I'm starting to get intrigued by what he's doing in these practices. And, you know, I know that that's fool's gold, but you know, whatever. If I had to make a decision right now, I would take Coleman over Palmer myself.
For stats?
Yeah, for fantasy. I mean, like, if I were trying to pluck a Bills receiver for a fantasy team, I think I would favor Coleman over Palmer right now.
What about Shakir? Shakir is a little bit more expensive than Coleman, who is a little bit more expensive than Palmer.
Yeah.
Who is more expensive than anybody else? Elijah Moore? Anybody else?
I think I might, as much as I like Shakir, and I think you can bank on what he had last year being his floor. I don't know how high the ceiling gets on that. I still feel like Coleman, touchdowns, big plays. I just feel like I might get more out of Coleman from a fantasy perspective.
I agree. I think it's on the Bills to figure out how to make Coleman more important. It's really on them. I don't think anything, I mean, he had an injury, and that it can happen to anyone. I don't think anything last year about Keon Coleman from what we were told to expect is really surprising at all. And he didn't separate. Well, we kind of were told that. You know, that was not a strength of his in college either. Good contested catch.
There's some good run after the catch.
Like, nothing about, I mean, maybe you'd say different. Nothing about his performance was not what we were led to believe it would look like. He was drafted, and certain people I take my cue from, Matt Harmon is one. Like, okay, well, this guy should be your big slot receiver. Well, the Bills don't need that. And then Brandon Bean showed up the next day and said, yeah, he's going to play outside. And he did. And, you know, the season went by, and the same people went, well, he's really not great, like, as good as that. Yeah. You know, he shouldn't be outside. So nothing about good or bad.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart. For a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with confidence unleashed.
His season really changed anything for me on him. It's up to the Bills. It's up to Joe Brady and Bean to, you know, if Bean's involved in this, if it would be on him at all at this point, to make him, give him a role where he can do more, where he can do better. And that's, you know, being able to scheme a guy open or use him in ways, if it doesn't come at the detriment of your team, you're
right,
not going to do that.
Right, I don't want that either, but yeah, of course, I mean, that needed to be said. No, I want them to do things that could be bad for them. I'm wondering, I saw some reference again today, it's not the first time, from any one of the, sorry if I don't have the specific names of the people that are saying these things on my Twitter feed, but I mean, it's just, while practice is going on, it's just such an avalanche. And I like following the different people I follow. I get different things from the different people. But at a time like when practice is going on, there's like a flood of similarly themed tweets. So I have trouble, like, you know, who stands out. But that Shakir, it looks to some observers like Shakir, they're trying to use him in different ways. And like we heard that when he was first picked, that he's a versatile guy. You can use him out. It doesn't have to just be one or the other. Like he might look exactly like a replacement for Cole Beasley, which is basically what he has settled into. But if he has outside capabilities, and that's a way that you might be able to spring him and also help spring Coleman. Like if that can become, I don't want to make this too rudimentary, but like somewhat interchangeable, then you're that much better off. That gets Coleman maybe doing something more that is to his strengths. And if it's not to Shakir's detriment, like if he can help you out there, there's a matchup out there that you think you can exploit or whatever it is because of his skill set, I think it would behoove the Bills to figure that out if that can work. And it sounds to me like maybe, I don't know about the Coleman part, but I'm reading reference to Shakir just doing maybe more different things than he has since he's been here. And maybe that makes sense. I mean, they did make a big commitment to him. So let's see how much is in there, right? And if that in turn can help get Coleman off and running, all the better. Like, I'm all for that.
Ravens injury today. Isaiah Likely, tight end, according to John Harbaugh, rolled his ankle and will be, quote, sidelined a few weeks. So that's week one. Likely was important in the playoff game. And we'll see if the Ravens have him for the opener. How many weeks is it? Have you done the math on this?
Six? I have not.
No, I'm about to.
It's more than a few weeks.
Is it?
I mean,
it's six minus 2 days.
Okay.
So it's five plus. A rolled ankle, I think he's probably all right. That's going to be my guess on Likely. Yeah. That he takes the preseason off.
A few weeks to me is 3 weeks.
Yeah. It's got to be more than two.
Right. And it in less than four. Because I think about a month.
Ooh.
Becomes, if you're into 4 weeks, you're about a month.
So what are you, Bill Nye?
I think a few weeks is three. I settle on three.
Bill Nye. Like you're mixing chemicals by
right.
deducing that. Yeah. All right. Well. The Ravens won't have Isaiah Likely here for a few weeks, apparently. And Bulldog says that is going to be three. Exactly.
Yes. Mark it down.
Tune in 3 weeks. One of us will be here at least 3 weeks from today.
Oh, we can guarantee that.
Almost.
Yeah, that's right. I think there is one day coming up where neither of us will be here.
That's
but
right.
Whatever. Zach, you're on.
One of the three of us will have an update in 3 weeks on Isaiah Likely, maybe. We have Jim Lampley coming up today at 4. Maxwell Hairston went down at Bills practice today, and it seems possible that this is one of those scary non-contact injuries. So we'll let you know, of course, as soon as we hear anything on that. If it's a torn ACL, that they're just going to tell us. Like that's with Trey White in New Orleans when they knew on Von Miller. There's no reason to, you know, keep that in private. Hopefully, it isn't. Mike Schoep and the Bulldog here at 803-0550. This is WGR.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart for a healthier you. Smile Generation trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.